from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Million Cowboy fans.
I mean, they stink. Warriors basketball right around the corner. No Clay, man. It's gonna hit people in the cardiac. No Clay. Clay's in a great space. Let's get back to football. We're going to walk you back Wednesday soon, 8:30. 8:30, walk back Wednesday. What are you walking back this week, Sasha? I can't wait to hear it. BPA. BPA is on the line. BPA, I did not miss you on vacation. Just want to put that out there.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
Are you going to be at Fremont Bank today at the summit?
No, I'm not. Sorry. I'm going to miss that one. Hey, I don't know if you saw Grant Cohn coming out and saying that the Warriors management or front office is not happy with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And I thought that was just the irony. I mean, obviously the 49ers are just super competent, competitive. They do everything possible to win. They make lots of good decisions. Versus the Giants, where you have, I mean, there's more criticism of the 49er front office than the Giants front office. And you have this just really kind of almost military discipline amongst the local media here to protect Farhan at all costs, even to their own reputation. I think it's incredible. It's a pretty incredible thing that there are still people out there trying to defend Farhan Zaidi's performance.
Are people still, wait, BPA, real quick. Are people still actually defending Farhan Zaidi? Because I try to take a step back to the interwebs.
No. 100%. Like, Baggerly, Kawakami. I mean, Kawakami tweeted all weekend about how amazing the attendance was, which has... But one intention is to cast Farhan in the best possible light of, sure, Farhan sucks, but the fans still come. And last night there was maybe, I don't know, 20,000 people at the game?
There was not 20,000 there.
There was not a lot of people there.
No.
Not a lot of people at the game last night. And did Kawakami talk about, you know, no attendance last night?
Wasn't Steiny bragging about the attendance? Not to throw him under the bus. Wasn't he bragging like, boy, there was a lot of people at the yard. It was Labor Day weekend. Nobody had nothing to do.
Hey, we all know the people who are tight with local ownership. Okay, so anyways,
it's interesting you bring that up, because I do want to real quickly, like, and I respect him.
I didn't see that.
No, but I respect him.
I didn't hear Steiny bring up the attendance.
There's this new rhetoric from him. Like, well, I mean, if you follow, there's a lot of logical moves and blah blah. I don't get paid to tic tac toe the logic. Okay, if I'm a fan, like part. Either I'm in or I'm out, and the results are good or they're bad. It's very simple. That's the beauty of American sports. Either you win or you don't. And right now the Giants aren't winning. So all of your thought, like, great example, okay? Bonte, I understood the logic of trying to draft Trey Lance.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Okay?
They moved off of him.
The only way that the 49er brass has kept their job is because they've been winning and they've been wildly successful. It's not about the logic and the thought process. And like, this ain't a tech company, dog. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to go IPO here and have people buy in. What I'm trying to do, results driven. How much have you sold? Are you winning? Period. It's very results driven. That's the beauty of a meritocracy when it comes to sports in the modern age. Do you win? Yes. Is the business model good? Yes. Well,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Both of those are no's for the Giants. But I look at the Niners, and both of those are yes.
Yep.
So the Niners could do all this crazy stuff with holdouts, and this guy's angry with money and blah, blah, blah. Hey, as long as you win, we'll all shut up. And we're all going to show up, and we're going to have our pom-poms out, and we're all there. I don't give a flying rip if it all makes sense on paper. Because on the field, I'm watching a team that can't hold runners on. They can't play defense. They don't hit. They can't hit with runners in scoring position. I'm sorry. You're wrong. And the fans, the consumer, because that's what it is, although I know you haven't paid for a ticket in 20 freaking years, the consumer has rejected the product, and the record on the field is subpar. Simultaneously, if you dig a little deeper and you want to be Mr. Analytics, this team, of all the teams that are competing for a wild card spot, is by far and away the worst run differential team of them all. So pick whatever metric you want. You want to go pitching staff. You want to go hitting. You want to go run differential. You want to go overall record. Like, this team is not good enough.
No,
so to
not.
Put them in the same sentence as the wildly successful San Francisco 49ers, who drive me crazy because they can't win at all, at least the Niners have unbelievable victories that have got me great joy. I mean, great joy. Think about how we felt when we beat Aaron Rodgers without scoring an offensive touchdown in Lambeau. Think about how you felt when they knocked off Seattle for the first time in Seattle. Think about how you felt last year when you came back down a gazillion points to Detroit in the second half and Ayuk makes the butterfly catch. And you're putting the Farhan era Giants on the sand. Get out of here.
Who's doing that? Who's
the, just I don't anybody.
Think anybody. Nobody in their right mind is putting the Giants on the same pedestal as the 49ers and or the Golden State Warriors. Because let's not forget, the Warriors actually won championships. Four of them. They went to six finals. Six.
I'm more intrigued see if Jonathan Kuminga can actually play for $40 million like we think he can than anything on the draft roster.
Let's not. At least the Warriors are saying, hey, we're trying to do something. They're in the mix on moves. And you know what? Everybody believes the Warriors can't complete moves because they signed Kevin Durant. One of the biggest free agents in North American sport history. All right? So the Giants thing. So I did hear Steiny say this. I don't know about Kyle Kami. I didn't look at Twitter. I was kind of in and out.
Well, he's just been defending all the moves, and I'm just tired of it. You've lost the war. The war is over.
The war is over.
Done.
Farhan's cooked.
It's over.
September 30th, October 1st, he's gone.
I win, you lose. It's over. Just admit, take the L, hang the L, stop blocking people, shut up, take the L, and wear it. No, he needs to take the L and wear it. Stop defending him because you get him on the podcast. It's kind of driving me nuts. And I respect you, Tim, but you're wrong on the Giants. You're wrong. You're wrong. We were right. Farhan stinks, okay? Their most important player is a 19-year-old who just got elevated to double A and went 0 for 3 yesterday. You're wrong. It's okay. All right? You can write a critical piece about one of the teams. I know you're trying to book someone to be a guest on the pod. You're a journalist first. I'm a hot take artist, not you, okay? I'm the one who has opinions. How am I crushing the teams more than you? You're supposed to be objective.
Cook shot.
No, I'll tell it to a Yes!
Cooking.
It's driving me nuts. You want to defend the Niners? Go right ahead. They've been unbelievably successful. You want to defend the Warriors? They got four championships, for crying out loud. The Golden State Warriors. And they beat LeBron. Yeah. I mean, okay, you want to defend them? I get it. What the hell? What have the Giants done to make you earn their loyalty? Just because you got Greg Johnson on the podcast one time?
Frisco
Shasky. Get out of here!
Hey, by the way.
Stop insulting my intelligence!
By the way, for Greg Johnson went on the podcast. They went on a little winning streak when they went to Pittsburgh and New York. And
what he said.
No. He came on the podcast and was like flexing. He flexed so hard. And I'm like, dude, you couldn't even get Buster Posey on the private jet to announce that he was part of the ownership group. You did it over at Grady Zoom. Everything the Giants do right now is small time. It's small time. Again, the Sacramento shuttle has been shuffling players back and forth. I'm telling you, they missed the boat on the Amtrak sponsorship. They missed the boat on that one. I mean, gosh, Luis Matos has been to Sacramento more than Casey and D'Lo. He's basically got a house up there.
You ever heard the Master P song? Everyone from the Giants needs to just lay low for a little while. Just lay low.
No,
clear the decks, and then I'm ready to talk to you.
They can't lay low. I'm done with laying low on this. Farhan's got to go. We're going to have Fleming on at 850. We're not going to put him in that position to say fire, guys. But I'll tell Fleming here at 850 today, I say, Fleming, they can't go on with this regime. This is just how I feel as a fan. And look, I don't spend money on Giants tickets. I love having the press credential. Now, I do spend money on Niners season tickets, and they're worth it. But the Sacramento Shuttle Giants, it might as well be the Sacramento Giants. They might as well be. Casey Schmidt back and forth. He's got no confidence. I mean, Tyro Estrada. I was told he was a legit second baseman. He's back and forth to Sacramento on the Sacramento Shuttle, right? And then I did hear Steiny yesterday for a little bit. I think he even came in while we were done with our show. They came in. It's like, the attendance is up. The attendance. Labor Day weekend always has good crowds.
Well,
always have good crowds.
There have been some fans out there.
There's been some fans here and there, but we got nothing to do. We're waiting for games. I think there's a direct correlation. I think there's a direct correlation with the Warriors not making the playoffs, and fans are just itching for live action. We're itching for live sports. The Sharks weren't in the playoffs. The Warriors weren't in the playoffs. We're like, we need something to
do.
We need something to do. We got to get out there.
I mean, we might be going to ACC games pretty soon.
I mean,
Stanford and the ACC.
Oh, well, you know what? I got offered tickets to Stanford and TCU.
Yeah?
And Laura Wakefield. I said, damn, I would have went if I was in town. I would go to a Stanford game all day long over a Giants game.
How are you still defending this?
I don't know who's defending Farhan. I don't know who the hell's defending Farhan. If you're defending Farhan, call us right now. I would love to hear from the Farhan defenders. He's got no Q rating. He's got no pizzazz. They've got no direction. Bob Melvin, and that Bob Melvin hire that I was very critical of, look at the Padres. What the hell was the problem with San Diego last year? Bob Melvin may be a nice guy, but it looks like A.J. Preller ain't the problem. They're winning games. Yeah, you keep rolling your eyes, Lubman, but the Padres right now.
They've been wildly profitable this year compared to the Giants.
The Padres are in wildly second place and one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Diamondbacks leapfrogged you. Remember, we were all laughing at the Diamondbacks 2 years ago? The Diamondbacks leapfrogged you and clowned your asses yesterday in front of 15,000 fans. The Giants are cooked. They're done. So all I say is October 30th, September the 1st will be a great day in Giants baseball. Because I do believe they cannot go on with this regime any longer. You can't do it. I tuned out after the third inning.
Patrick Bailey's best swing for the last 3 months was a push bunt down the line. A push bunt down the line.
Yaz is our second best outfielder right now. He is. All right. Welcome back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.